Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by Just Say Your Names and Your Titles with the Festival.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the DC Shorts Program Director, Joe Carabeo.
And I'm the Festival Director, Anna Vic Ibanez Canles.
And we are talking because the DC Shorts Film Festival is returning. It's an annual tradition here in the nation's capital. It's returning, what are the dates? September 5th through the 8th. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, before we get into the actual, you know, day-to-day lineup, let's start with like a big picture question. What year are we in?
Yeah, so this is the 21st year. We are 21 years old. We are
Congrats.
And yeah, we're transforming.
And I think we're wiser, right?
Yes.
We're better than 20.
Yeah, Joe, I see, and both of you, I see you're playing it up on the website. It says, we're turning 21, baby. So give me another soundbite on that. I think that'll be good for the radio. You know, something about, you know, it's our 21st birthday. So help us bring DC Shorts into adulthood or, you know, however you want to say it. But I think that'd be something fun to play up.
Well, you know what? Let's be honest. When you turn 21, your life gets wild. And I think that's what DC Shorts, year 21, we're about to get more wild. The films are more in your face, they're more impactful. You've never seen these filmmakers make these types of films before. This is the go-to place in the mid-Atlantic, in the world, to watch these short films.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because it's the DC Shorts International Film Fest. We gotta
That's
say
right.
that. And shout out to John Gann, who we all know and love, for starting this, I don't know, you know, 21 years ago, and all the different festival directors along the way. And now you all are steering the ship into a new era. So this is great.
That's right. You know, like maybe in year 22, instead of the international, it'll be the intergalactic.
Oh, my. There you go. So you have to come this year for the last international one.
Yes.
Intergalactic, planetary. I love it. All right. So before we do any more Beastie Boys references, I guess one more just sort of overview question. What venues are we in this year? I know it changes year to year. It used to be at like East Street Cinema all the time, I remember. But where are we this year?
Well, that's the fun part. We always try to change a little bit. Like we do have our home base right now of Alamo, but we'd like to change up the beginning of the festival to give people who go to the festival a good sense of, you know, just how wide the DC or the DMV area is.
So this year we have Crescendo Studios. It is in Falls Church, Virginia. We're trying to bring people out this direction, cool. Trying to include more of the local scene, show them that, you know, DC and NOLA hold it down.
Yeah, it's also like so easy to get to, literally 66.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone, the easiest place. We chose that because it's like accessibility and traffic is a major thing. And Crescendo Studios is like, oh, it's right there. You don't really have to go anywhere fancy. You just take a straight line and boom, you're in it.
Awesome. So Crescendo Studios out 66 in Falls Church, Virginia. And
it's
then
right
also,
the
and then
state.
Again at Alamo Draft House in DC, the Bryant Street location.
Yes.
Great. Sounds great. Two cool spots to see movies. Well, without further ado, let's talk the movies. That's what we're all here for, the DC shorts. So what shorts are we going to show? Let's go day by day. So day one on September 5th, what are some of the standouts? Obviously, we don't have time to go into all of them, but maybe one or two standouts from each day on day one.
Okay, so the way we usually start our scheduling is the beginning, we always start with those, you know, kick-ass documentaries. And, you know, to show the diversity. There's a documentary that, you know, I don't know what Anovic is totally into as much, but I'll say it on the second block. It's called Entering Pornland.
Okay.
And it's basically the story about, you follow a girl in her, I guess her journey of getting into pornography, like the life of that. And I was like, that's interesting. We never get a chance to see that. And to counterbalance that type of story, there's another film called Pet Store. It's about a pet owner who takes in sloths.
Oh, okay.
And then he gets in trouble with the law because I guess you're not allowed to have sloths in pet stores.
They're just too slow, probably.
Yeah. There's so there's a lot of great, but for some, you know, I gotta give you the two contrasting ones: Entering Pornland and Pet Store. If you want, that's the diversity we have. In that, of course,
literally something for everybody. That's that's the spectrum right there. That's the range.
Exactly. You also got Yochi's White House. We have the documentary on one of the main photographers in the White House, and I think that's really cool. I'm gonna botch the name. It's in Japanese, but how do you pronounce that? Yochi's
White House. Yeah. And which yeah. White which administration were they taking photos in?
Do you I know? Believe it's like from the 60s. They're so
20. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
It was yeah. correct.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna say the first administration, but like he was one of the first. And I always thought like that's so important. So
gotcha. All right, cool. Definitely some cool.
Can I say another one?
Yeah, sure.
So in the first film block called Places, I don't know if this is a trend or not, but we have a film called Pride of Texas. And we all know how lovely Texas is. Yeah. But what's really cool is this is a documentary on the...
I got engaged in Texas. We loved it.
There you go. So this is a documentary that follows, we'd say, the drag scene in the clown area of Texas.
Okay.
So it's about the drag lifestyle of cowboys.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, there you go, man. There's all kinds of good, a whole range of movies here on day one.
You know me, I'm always trying to find the things that are on the fringe.
You're plucking stuff out and screening stuff. It's great.
I feel like Miranda July. Remember the filmmaker Miranda July? We have a documentary on Miranda July. She's a great filmmaker.
Cool. So, and that's day one as well?
That is day one as well. Yeah, our documentaries are insane. They're pretty
insane. Sounds like a really good way to kick it off with all the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, and that's taking place.
How about day two? Any highlights on what? So what is that? Is that Friday the 6th?
See, you always ask the hard question, the highlights. The whole thing is a highlight.
I know, but you know, I get like 2 45-second radio pieces. So if you could give me pluck in there and disclaimer, this doesn't mean these films are any better than the others. You got to go to the dcshorts.com to see all of the lineup. But just for the sake of having a couple sound bites on the radio, what are a couple on day two we should mention?
Okay, so we're starting with the action block. So people need to get in there because like the action block is the films that always that usually sells out. And so we're like, we need to let people know so they get a chance. It's like a Jack White ticket. It's hard to get.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. Or Jack White interview.
We have a few filmmakers coming through for that block if you want to meet them.
Oh, cool.
The action block right at the beginning at Alamo.
Yeah. Oh, so we have several filmmakers from the film Dummy, The Soul Trader, Green. I'm trying to think. I don't want to discredit how awesome these films are, but there is there is a film about a dummy, which someone falls in love with the dummy and they have to do that. There's a film called Leverage, which is an action movie about a down and out Santa Claus.
Oh no, like a Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, yeah.
A bad Santa. There you go.
And we have some pretty international things. We have a lot of like heist films that take place in Paris. So those are always cool. We have The Soul Trader, which sounds like it's like a socialite and they're taking souls and you go through the Hollywood life. Cool. There's a lot. Messy kidnapping. Again, what's cool about when you read the film block, you'll see what type of film it is by the title. That's what's crucial about these action movies.
Right. All right. So day one then was kick-ass documentaries. Day two
and then the
is
second
the
one,
action we'll movies.
The second block on day two.
Okay. So it's action movies to start day two, and then there's another.
So on the first day, on September 6th, we have three blocks. It starts with Hey, Get Back Here, which is our action block. We Don't Need Roads, which, yes, it is sci-fi fantasy.
And the horrors. Nicely done.
Absolutely. And, the horrors, which is horror movies.
Lives now.
Exactly. So that's the one of the things that we all tried to have fun with. Let's not give all these things or quotes or maybe deep cut quotes of the genre of the films. Of course, We Don't Need Roads. That's sci-fi action. That's really cool. We have In the Old Ranchos, the Crossover Express. This thing is stacked.
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah, sounds like it.
I can't say which is my favorite because these are all really great. I mean, I think The Lake in the Sky is about a kid that uses old-time film footage to tell the history of time, and I think plays it in with a love relationship.
Nice.
That's, of course, another one. I think also secretly we're going to play Station 33, which is always a secret viral film. That's one thing. We're going to have surprises this year. So
that's good. Well, every year there's surprises, but this year will be even more surprising before we go galactic.
Absolutely.
All right.
And you like horror films,
I
right?
Do.
We all do, right?
Yeah.
So that just get ready. Oh, the horrors, we're that's headlining the Friday. And I'm trying to think if there's one that's not bloody and scary, because it goes the Custodian Effect, Amos Bride, Jeopardy, The Unquiet Dead, Mirror, Camera. I mean, they're all pretty awesome. Rotten is nice. I mean, not nice as in like, oh, it's a family-friendly film, but Rotten is cool because it's about a down-and-out police officer being haunted while trying to recover,
I like it. No, that's right down my alley. Any others you want to throw out from day two, either of you, or should we move to day three? I mean, I feel I probably have enough examples from day
There's a
two.
lot.
I think
There's a
so. Yeah.
lot.
Yeah. All right.
Like
Well, let's move
In
to
Old
day three
Ranchos,
then.
if it helps, In Old Ranchos and Rotten are definitely must-sees, but they're all must-see films.
Okay.
It looks like we're going
Sounds
to
good.
have 12 filmakers coming through for that one.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that'll be
For
really
day two,
nice.
you mean?
Patient.
Wow.
And also, I want to add this time too, because our instead of having quick Q&A panels after each film block, we're going to have a significant amount of time. We're gonna at least have 30 minutes we can have with this film. So we're having pretty much mini like panel podcasts with them in the audience right after the screenings.
So extended conversations where you can really do
Extended.
a deep dive into the, their techniques and stuff. I love it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so that's but wait, there's more because we're only on day, that was only 2 days. So now day three on Saturday, the work week is over. You can plan your weekend. So Saturday's a perfect day to go see some short films. What do we got? Looks like animated stuff to start.
This is our longest day, so you're gonna be hanging out with us from 11 a.m. all the way to 10:30 p.m. This is gonna be at the Alamo. We start off the day with animations, right? What
Yep.
is your what was your favorite?
It's called, I mean, the first film block is Let's Animate It, animations. I actually really find that there's a film called Tennis Oranges.
I was
Did you
hoping
like
you'd
that one?
say that. I
That was
love
pretty
that
great.
one.
All
I love
right,
that
what's
one.
that about?
It's stop motion, yes.
Let me try. You want to try to
So
describe what it's
beautiful. I
about?
don't.
I believe it's like a. I
Gross.
think it focuses on what is the cleaning circle machine that floats on the ground? What is
Oh,
that called?
a Roomba?
Roomba.
Yeah. So Tennis Oranges is about following, I guess, one of those Roombas like escapes a hospital and tries to live a normal life and then discovers that life is not as nice on the outside of this
That
hospital.
sounds awesome. I'm in.
It's anytime, I was always, as a filmmaker too, I'm like, where do we make stories from? It's proof to make, you can find stories anywhere.
Exactly. Like instead of a Marcel the Shell, it's a Roomba Tennis Oranges. You can find any little thing and make it a great story.
It's cool. We
Awesome.
do have some anime in this too. So you get a little bit of anime in this animation blog as well.
Cool. Awesome. And then what else Saturday and beyond the animation block? What are some of the other categories?
Oh man,
Rom-com and
we got so all right. So I'll go down the blocks again. So the first block is actually Annabeth, you say it, so we have your voice.
But did you feel something?
The second block.
That's the second boss. Drama.
Ah, drama. Okay.
That's I'm trying to look here.
So the rom-com is not
Rom-com is
dead.
not dead, right? And then after that is Wonderful as You Are. That's the LGBTQ showcase.
Okay, so we got
So
animation, drama, rom-coms, and LGBTQ.
LGBTQ.
Yeah, and
Nice.
that's cool. I think that's the best bait. Start your day with an animation. You want to bring it down a little bit. So, but did you feel something? That's our dramas. Rom-com is not dead. Romance, comedy, boom, it's not dead. And then Wonderful as You Are, which is always one of the most popular screenings, of course.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Yeah, it seems like you're saying you kind of you it's like peaks and valleys. You start them, then you take them down to drama, then you bring them back with some, rom-com, and then we learn acceptance at the end of the day. It's perfect. All in one day.
And also, I'm saying like DC comes out. Pride is
Yeah.
strong in DC. So we gotta, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm not doing this just to lend a hand. We have so many great films that we have, they have such a great block.
Oh yeah.
Such
Oh
great
yeah,
block.
it's gonna be
Wonderful.
stellar. All right, and then without further ado, last but not least, day four on Sunday. How are we closing it out?
So I will say this is actually a really important block for me or anyone that's a creative. So the first block, which starts at 10 o'clock, is called Oh, I Can Do That. And essentially, it is a block of films about creators, people who made narratives about films about people who make, who are, say, musicians, who are filmmakers, who are artists. These are all stories around that type of life. And then to
Right.
follow that up afterwards is the block called Why Not Just Make It Here, which is literally our featuring local filmmakers block.
I
So
love it. I
that's,
love how you're grouping all these together this year.
I mean, that's the fun part. That's
So
the
we have Joe as our programming director, you
fun
know?
part.
And he's here with a beautiful set.
And Anavik is the one that's like, Joe, that's too crazy. So, and I'm like, we
Oh.
got that balance.
Yeah, you just keep
Yes.
each other in line.
Definitely.
This is the director producer. That's how we work.
Oh,
I was
right,
just like, oh yeah,
exactly.
how are we gonna keep everybody like straight? Joe, your
Yeah.
ideas, we love them. Let's do it for 22, you know?
And of course, there's so many great local filmmakers. So of course, Why Not Just Make It Here is a testament to how much good films, how many great filmmakers are from the DMV area, because this thing is stacked and there's so many also local filmmakers that are going to be there. Everyone must talk to them and feed their mind about, like, there's so many people that are like, there's so many people out there like, you can't make movies in the DMV. And we've proven that this is a go-to place to make
Exactly.
movies in the DMV. So this
Year
block.
after year, you prove it. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then after that is the award show at maybe 4-ish o'clock. You know how award
Four-ish.
shows can
Or you
be.
can win some awards-ish.
Let's talk about the awards, right? We have a special way we're doing the awards. We call this year also is the People's Film
The
Festival
People's
year.
Film Fest. Yes. Yes.
So
Yes. Hosted
every
by The Rock.
hosted by the People's,
I'm just
yes.
kidding. But let's to see who's going to be the People's
Hey,
Champ. We have a
surprises.
lot of surprises.
Pro wrestling
Yeah.
is all about surprises.
Yes.
This year, more than any year, it is so important for the people to show up and support your filmmaker and support all the films being made, because all the awards are voted on by the audience.
Yes.
Every single one is voted on by the audience. I'm not kidding you.
No, we're changing it up this year. We want the audience participation. We want to hear from them
Yeah.
because they're the ones that are watching.
Exactly.
Yep.
The audience matters to DC Shorts, and
Yes.
we put this on because we know the audience, they tell us every year that this is one of the best places to watch films. And I'd like to counteract this with like DC has the best audience. So you guys should choose who should win these, who should we win these? And
I love
we're
it.
not going to know who wins these awards until the moment we push the button at the awards
On the right
show.
side.
So that's going to be fun.
Yes.
That's awesome. I like that. And power to the people.
Yes, I'm
It's
very
an
scared.
election year anyway. It's going to be a democratic process for these
That's
awards.
right. Your vote matters, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, cool. Well, I mean, I have more than enough to work with all those movies and categories for the 4 days. I guess just in final seconds, pretend I'm not even here and you're talking directly to our listeners. Just invite them out. Say, hey, DC, come on out. You're gonna have fun. Whatever you want to say.
Washington, D.C., the DMV, you guys need to head back to the theater because we are making great films that you should not watch on your phone. You should not watch at your house. You need to go out there, Alamo Drafthouse, Crescendo Studios, Anavik, Joe Carabeo. We put on this great show for you.
We've got 11 showcases, 14 world premieres, 12 US premieres, and 52 Washington, D.C. premieres. So please come out and support your creative, support the filmmaker industry, and we're going to take care of you. You're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for making time for us again this year on WTOP. We invite everyone to head out to the 21st DC Shorts. Happy 21st birthday. A little older, a little wiser, and a little crazier this year. It's going to be a wild party. So everyone head out. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
All right. Be well. See ya.